Where the United States has acted internationally, it's the same way. You know, you look at the trail of intervention, it's almost always the same. Not just third world countries, for example. Like, I just came back from Italy. Okay, you may not know this, but Italy was the target of the major CIA activities since its origins. The internal record runs dry around the mid-70s, so don't know, can't say after that. But from the origin of the CIA in 1947 up to at least the mid-70s, Italy seems to have been targeted more than any other country in an effort to undermine Italian democracy. Italy was regarded as sort of a third, semi-third world country, had a very strong labor movement. And when the American army, in fact, the American-British armies, what they called liberating Italy in 1943-44, they were appalled to discover that northern Italy had been liberated by the resistance, which had established a functioning society with very strong labor control. The resistance was mostly labor and peasant-based. They'd held off the Germans, had liberated most of the place. They had instituted worker management in factories. They had thrown out what were called what the Americans and British they were protecting workers, what they call, I'm now speaking for the terminology of the U.S.-British documents, they were keeping useless workers and throwing out, arbitrarily dismissing owners and bosses. And that's, of course, intolerable. And the system was functioning. Furthermore, they were focusing on unemployment, which was recognized was Italy's major problem. But that's their problem, not our problem. Our problem is to restore the traditional structure, which meant traditional hierarchies. Actually, it meant restoring fascist structures and fascist collaborators and so on. And a big effort was made to do that. And it was not entirely successful. By 1948, when the first election took place, it looked as if labor-based forces would probably win. And a huge effort went into trying to ensure that that wouldn't happen. By withholding food, Italy was starving, by restoring the police to fascist control, by all sorts of threats and manipulation. Pretty big operation, and the first major CIA operation, among others. And they took it really seriously. Again, something you would learn in a free society is there's a thing called the National Security Council, you know, which the main planning outfit, which publishes, I mean, doesn't publish, but it produces documents, top-level planning documents, which are among, not the only important ones, but among the most important ones. They tend to get released maybe 35 years later, so you can look back at them. So we have them now from the late 40s. And the first one, NSC 1, 1947, is devoted to Italy. And it calls for, it says, you know, we're going to try all these measures to ensure that Italy doesn't have a free democratic government, which would have, they don't say it this way, but what amounts to that, in which there'd be a big role for the organized working class in Italy. But, and they say, but if this doesn't work, you know, if the communists, as they call them, which means, in fact, a lot of them were communists, but if the communists come to power through a legal vote, through a legal election, then the United States is going to declare a national emergency and is going to support military activities inside Italy to overthrow the democratically elected government. That's how seriously they took it back in 1947. They also knew exactly why the communists were powerful. You read it in the records extensively. It's because they were honest, because they were supporting working class interests. It's true that they were collaborationists. They weren't trying to separate Italy from the Western Alliance or anything, but they were defending working class interests, and people supported them. And they had a mass-based working-class party. There were plenty of others besides communists. But they had to be prevented either by coercion, like, say, withholding food and violence, or if that didn't work, by direct intervention, military intervention. That was taken very seriously, and, in fact, it goes up to the present.